For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. This month marked the 2-year anniversary of the flood that brought devastation to 24 counties throughout South Carolina. But October also marks a milestone for Columbia native Lou Alice James, who celebrated the long-awaited repair of her flood-damaged home early this month. She didn't celebrate alone. On October 5th, a crowd assembled in Lou Alice's backyard to celebrate her home, the 200th to be rebuilt as a project of the Midlands Flood Recovery Group.
I would like to thank all these volunteers that came out. I didn't know it was that many good people that still is around right now today. And I want to thank Hearts in Hand, SBTP, and I want to thank God. I may have lost all my material things in that home, but I can tell you one thing, I'm still alive, and I thank God for that.
SBP, the group which Lou Alice thanked in her speech, is an acronym for the St. Bernard Project, a Midlands Flood Recovery Group partner that took charge of the repairs for Lou Alice's home. Organized by the United Way, the 60 partner organizations of the Midlands Flood Recovery Group have supported vulnerable flood survivors in Richland and Lexington counties through many aspects of recovery, including repairing severely damaged homes like this one in Columbia. Recipients of this aid are homeowners who, like Lou Alice, can't afford to finance their home's repairs themselves. The damages to Lou Alice's house were so severe that it's been uninhabitable for the past 2 years, forcing Lou Alice to stay in cramped quarters with various family members.
I was staying with my sister and my other two daughters. But, you know, too many people. You know, too many people, so, because they had their own family and everything like that. So I didn't want to stay too long, so I'd go to house, and I made it here. I'm back, and I will be back in it soon, from what I hear.
Most of all, Luella said she looks forward to the independence she'll regain when the repairs are finished.
I like the idea of having my own, so I could go in there and I could do what I like to do.
Although it's been over 2 years now, SBP Executive Director Rachel Pettit said many more homeowners in the Midlands still await financial support so that they can return to their homes.
I think these 200 homes are a fantastic reminder and milestone to how far we've come and how far we still have to go. And being at a home like Miss Lou Alice's, you know, we realize how much work it takes to bring someone home after a disaster like this. And so it's an exciting time to be able to celebrate what's been accomplished by this community, by all of the volunteers. This week we even had a group of 25 volunteers from Canada come down and volunteer to help rebuild Miss James' home.
Fortunately, there are still volunteers who are showing up to support these ongoing recovery efforts. At the celebration for Lou Alice's home, it was hard to miss the group of boisterous teenagers who had traveled all the way from Ontario to volunteer for the St. Bernard Project as a school mission trip. High school senior Fitzy Pratt spoke to what being a volunteer meant to him.
It's just like insane to see that like there's people that like still 2 years later are living like this, and it's just it feels nice to know that we came here and made a difference in their lives.
According to Pettit, around 600 homeowners are still in need of financial assistance. So SBP continues to urge people to do what they can to support recovery efforts, just like Fitzy and his classmates. The story is also archived on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.